الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. لذيذ كلام وفهود على شيخ حضرة حكيم أخضر صاحب رحمة الله عليه بتايتل يزمين سلامة رهو تو سلامة رهي. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے تیری مرضی تو ہر آرزو ہے فدا تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہے فدا اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے میرے بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میرے بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى Amma ba'd. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Madrazilul Ali Hazrat has presented this bayan so beautifully in poetic form and has made it so easy and palatable to make us understand what is the reality of life and our deen. That Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world to be living a peaceful life. Allah Ta'ala did not send us here that we have problems, we go through difficulties and we have stress. Today every second person you ask him, how's life? Very stressful. Allah Ta'ala did not send us here to have a stressful life. Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to get a peaceful life and to prepare for that everlasting, peaceful, enjoyable life of the Akhirat. So Hazrat is presenting to us here that how to get this peaceful life, how to live a life of peace and happiness. And peace and happiness, here Hazrat is teaching us, is not the outward conditions of the world, it's not your outward things that you have. In there is no peace and happiness. That is the deception of Shaitan. That the things of outward comfort Shaitan makes you feel. And this is the ploy of the enemy, that is all Shaitan's allies, that is how to make us more than they slaves. That they put out all advertisements that if you have the goods of comfort, then you'll have a peaceful life. In the meantime, that is not a peaceful life. They will take you and make you as a slave, because as our Sheikh says so beautifully, the way they will advertise the things, that now you buy things that you don't need, with money that you don't have, to show people that you don't like. That what you got a comfortable car, it is simple, but now you want to upgrade, you don't have that money. Now they offer you a loan from the bank and you think the bank is helping you, is your friend. He's not your friend, he's your enemy. And that is why it is extremely important to come in these majalis to learn who our friends. Allah Ta'ala has informed us, Al-Akhillahu Yawmaidin Ba'adun Liba'adin Adun Illa Al-Muttaqeen. Real friends, you will see on the day of Qiyamah that all the artificial friends of this world who acted to be your friends, they will be fighting with one another on the day of Qiyamah. But the friends who taught us how to lead our life, like here Hazrat is teaching us, the Mashayikh who teach us how to lead a peaceful life, they are our friends. So Shaitan and all his allies will tell you, buy a new car, buy this, buy that, you don't have money, you got a credit card with all this plastic money, you think you're buying things and you bought a new mattress to get sleep, but you can't get sleep. You can't pay your accounts, you don't know, you can't turn this way, that way, you're buying sleeping tablets, you still can't get sleep. For that, so beautifully, the Mashayikh, Hakimul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani, Rahmatullah Ali, in that zaman already, when the Jewish lobby was planning how to make the world their slave, then Allah inspired in the heart of the pious servant, and Hazrat gave us the remedy already so beautifully. He said, Rahat aur hai, saman hai, rahat aur hai. Comfort is something else. The goods of comfort is something else. Comfort is a condition of the heart. The goods of comfort is out of the heart. So with the goods of comfort can't give you comfort. So Allah Ta'ala makes me, all of us understand that Hazrat says that Main salamat rahu, tu salamat rahe. That I should be remain in a peaceful condition and you also should be in a peaceful condition. One explanation of this is the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisani wa yadi. Who is a true Muslim? A true Muslim is that person that he remains safe, that is protect himself from what will cause him great harm, and that is nafs and shaitan. And then he makes a concerted effort and he makes a niyyah that I mustn't harm anybody. In one beautiful dua Hazrat has taught us, we have learned that Allahumma sallimni wa sallim minni. That O Allah, keep me when you leave your house, when you get into your car, make this dua, Allahumma sallimni wa sallim minni. That O Allah, you keep me safe and keep others safe from me also. I mustn't road rage on the road,
I mustn't drive in such a way that I'm a hazard to somebody else in my house, etc. Wherever I go. So Hazrat is teaching us, a true Muslim is, he protects himself from harm, and our real harm is nafs and shaitan, the sin. And then a person will be concerned, I mustn't cause harm to anybody, with my tongue, with my hands, etc. And how will this happen? Hazrat says so beautifully, Main salamat rahu, tu salamat rahe. Meri dunya hai ulfat salamat rahe. That I should remain in a peaceful condition. In other words, a person can only be in a peaceful condition when he obeys the commands of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala's mercy is descending upon him. And then he can keep others can be saved from his harm and from all his type of evil. And when will this come? Hazrat says, Meri dunya hai ulfat salamat rahe. When a person makes an effort to get the world of the love of Allah. And that world of the love of Allah, that must remain protected and safe. And that is what we must be worried, to keep that all the time in our heart. That we come into these majalis, not just to come, but that we learn how to purify our heart and get that love of Allah. And then that love of Allah Ta'ala must be protected and kept intact all the time. Then a person will remain in peace. No matter what the outward conditions of the world are, no matter what shaitan can try and scare us with all different types of things, whether it's sicknesses, whether it's poverty, all these things, a person won't be at all overtaken and won't be paranoid, won't live in a state of fear, he'll be at ease because he's got the love of Allah Ta'ala. So the only thing that can give us this peace and happiness is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person is concerned that from my side nobody else must be harmed. Not only my family, not only my children, my friends, not only the people I meet, but even the environment must not be harmed. This is the sign of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when will this come? How will this love of Allah Ta'ala remain intact in your heart? And you will have a peaceful life, that all the time you have the concern and worry. Samane aisa khawfe qiyamat rahe, sab gunao se meri hifazat rahe. That all the time I have this in my mind, that oh, I'm going to fear, I'm going to stand in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat tomorrow. Allah has given me this life as amanat and trust. And Allah wants me to live a peaceful life. Am I loving that kind of life? Not that a person thinks I'm pious, that no, I'm not causing harm to anybody, but we don't realize how much harm we're causing myself, I don't realize how I'm talking to my family, etc. So all the time a person has to be worried of that fear of Qiyamah, which unfortunately myself, and generally people today, the fear of Qiyamah, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, every person's first Qiyamah is when Malakul Maut stares you in the face. That is the first Qiyamah. Today we don't think of death, we're scared of death. We're not worried that when Malakul Maut comes, then will I be able to face him? Am I ready for that? So all the time a person has to be worried. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. That person who knows the greatness of Allah. Allah gave me my life. My life doesn't belong to me also. It belongs to Allah. Am I leading the life how Allah told me to live? And I have to answer for that life. When a person got this worry all the time, then you don't need no police force in the world. You don't need no army to establish security and safety. Just that worry of the fear of Qiyamah will remove all types of crime, harm. There'll be peace on the earth. But sadly today, that we as believers, we don't have the fear of the day of Qiyamah. And what is the sign that a person has got the fear of Qiyamah? Sab gunao se meri hifazat rahe. That a person makes dua and makes that effort, that oh Allah, please protect me from every type of sin. Whether it's external sin, whether outward sins which we know of telling lies, etc. Whether it's the internal sins of pride, arrogance, love for fame, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, me, all of us, and this is the sign of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is the sign of real piety and coming to these majalis, This is what I have to gain in the all. And then Hazrat further explained, when a person has got this worry and concern, that I mustn't disobey my Allah Rabbul Izzat. Because when I leave, how am I going to leave the world? Will I able to leave in that way that Allah is happy with me? Then, sari dunya hi se mushku nafrat rahe. Bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. Now a person won't be worried about the world, the artificial world. In fact, you'll have just life from all that things. Dunya is all those things that make you slightly unmindful of Allah. Even if it might seem permissible, but it makes you, it will take you to the unmindful state of Allah, then a person stays away. In fact, not only stays away, he dislikes it. And then not only haram, but those things that are doubtful, a person will stay. When in doubt, you just leave it out. You don't even think that can I use it. No, it will make me become unmindful of Allah, so you get hatred for it. And how will this come? That all the time, when we come to these majalis, one is sohbati ahlullah. Then we take our spiritual lesson, zikrullah ki mudawamat. That daily we have to make our zikr of Allah, till we start getting the enjoyment of the name of Allah. So Hazrat says that now you will have just life. And so to say, hatred for everything that makes you unmindful of Allah, and this will only come when you have great love now for the zikr of Allah. And zikr of Allah starts on the tongue, and it must penetrate the heart in such a way that a person is worried, am I doing the right thing? Is Allah happy with me or not? Did I sing today, is Allah happy with me or not? This is the worry that a person must have all the time. Meri dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. And then a person will be making dua all the time to Allah. Middle of the night you'll be getting up for tahajjud. And what dua you'll be making? Not for new cars and houses. That's our needs. You can make dua. We should be making dua. But the real dua, see what the friends of Allah teach us. Let Allah, in my heart, that burning pain of your love should be there all the time. That meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. That this word of your enjoyment of your love that is in my heart, that must remain firm intact. It mustn't, like the pious servant say so beautifully, apne khub ka maza chakale, ki kabhi ranje duri mein na kar muftala. That Allah, give me that taste of your closeness. Now when you get that taste of the closeness of Allah, now you'll be worried, oh Allah, don't put me into that grief that you push me away. In other words, a person is worried. You try your best to obey Allah's command, but what that you realize, where can I obey Allah's command? My ibadat is full of guna, so together with that you engage in istighfar, in tawbah, and in that way you are worried that your world, what is the real world? The real world is the world of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Everything else besides that, today people have made sports their world, people have made cars their world, women their world, and all this is putting people into destruction, putting people into all depression, etc. And people say life is difficult. But we put ourselves in difficulty, Allah Ta'ala warns us, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like people who forget Allah. You forget Allah, you're causing harm to yourself. Allah will make you forget who you are. That you'll even forget I'm a human being. And will be doing such terrible actions, Allah save me. That now even in the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, what is wrong we regard as right. No, it is right. You have to social distance. How can you stand close to one another? Our minds will become upside down. But when we come in the company of the friends of Allah, they'll put our mind back to the right condition. If we come with an open mind, and then Hazrat explains that now when you worry of this, now your name gets into a special group that is called Ashik, the true lovers of Allah. The lovers of Allah Ta'ala, they don't question the commands of Allah. As long as they know 100% that is Allah's command, and we have to obey Allah's command according to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these are the people who got the love of Allah. No the questions and no debate. And Hazrat says, when will your name be written amongst the beloved? And the true lovers, the Ashikin, Ashiko mein میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے. That only that time your name will be written in the register by Allah Ta'ala, that this is my true lover, that when you karte rahe aur darte rahe, you try your best to obey Allah's command, but together with that you are worried and you are crying, that oh Allah, my amal can never be accepted in your court. You have regret, how did I make namaz like this? And the opposite of that is shaitan, as he made ibadat, pride came in his heart. And he thought he is the biggest abid in the world. So just to be an abid is not sufficient. Just to be an alim also is not sufficient. Just to be an arif, even to have recognition, is not sufficient. But all this must be built up, that a person becomes an ashik. Realize Allah has given me life. My life is in Allah's control. My brain is from Allah. Everything, I must just be the slave of Allah. And how to learn to be the slaves of Allah? Allah has taught us, be in the company of my true righteous, pious servants. They will teach us and we will see from them. They will make every effort to obey Allah's commands, but they are engaged in dua, crying, and after every ibadat, after every action, astaghfirullah, from the bottom of the heart. And Hazrat explained further, teri marzi par har aazu ho fida, aur dil mein bhi iski na hasrat rahe. And what is the sign of the true lover? One is you are regretful of your good action. Forget gunas, your good actions, you are regretful. How did I spoil my namaz? How did I spoil my tilawat? And then all the time a person is worried, that is Allah happy with me. Allahumma inni as'aluka radaak wal jannah. Greater than jannah also is the rada, the happiness of Allah. So in order to gain this happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I will sacrifice all my desires that for the pleasure of Allah. Whatever I desire, it might even be permissible, but I might fall into sunday, or I might fall into doubtful. I'll stay away from that gathering. I'll stay away from that company for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I won't even have regret that why didn't they invite me for that walima? Why didn't I go for that party? Without regret, with total happiness, that Allah must be happy with me. That if Allah is happy with me, agar tu ek mera, to har shay meri. Allah is mine, the whole world will be mine. And finally, Hazrat teaches us that bas dil mein darde muhabbat rahe, meri dunya hi ulfat salamat rahe. Hazrat teaches us the most important principle and prescription for a peaceful life, that Hazrat Aida addressing is very close. Murid and Khalifa Mirza, and addressing us all, that the only thing you should be worried to have and the greatest wealth that in my heart should be the pain of the love of Allah. This is what I should be. This is the greatest wealth of this world and the hereafter. And when you got this, now you're making dua all the time, oh Allah, please keep it intact. Don't let me do such an action that in the slightest way my connection with you, my closeness with you is affected. So keep it intact all the time. For this we need regularly the company of the friends of Allah and our spiritual medicine, the zikr of Allah, and to stay far away from the disobedience of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Yudin al-kitab. Hayatul Muslimin, Munana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Chapter number 9, Taking Special Care to Fulfill the Rights of Muslims. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Sufyan ibn Asr Khadrami radiallahu anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, indeed it is an act of the greatest abuse of trust if you tell a Muslim brother something false while he believes that you are telling him the truth. It is an act of the greatest abuse of trust if you tell a Muslim brother something false while he believes that you are telling him the truth. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever taunts a Muslim brother with a sin which the Muslim has committed, he will not pass away until the taunter commits the same sin. Whoever taunts a brother Muslim with a sin which the Muslim has committed will not pass away until he, the taunter, commits the same sin. Thus to speak sarcastically of the sins of others and to adopt a holier than thou attitude will lead such a person himself falling in the sin. However, to speak to the sinner by way of admonishment and nasihat is not in the scope of this warning founded in the hadith. Advice, exhortation to do good, and admonition are acts of virtue so that we should do, but we shouldn't taunt somebody. Hazrat Wasila radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Do not display pleasure at the plight, whether it's a worldly difficulty or a dini condition, of a brother Muslim. For it is quite possible that Allah bestows His mercy on him and involves you in that plight." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not display pleasure at the plight, whether it's a worldly difficulty or a dini condition, of a brother Muslim. For it is quite possible that Allah bestows His mercy on him and involves you in that plight which has overtaken the brother." Abdul Rahman ibn Ghanam and Asma bint Yazid radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The worst among the servants of Allah are those who gossip and create rifts between friends. The worst are those who gossip and create rifts between friends." Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not unnecessarily dispute with a brother Muslim, nor joke with him in such a way which displeases him. Do not promise him something which you cannot fulfill." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not unnecessarily dispute with a brother Muslim, nor joke with him in such a way which displeases him. Do not promise him something which you cannot fulfill. However, failure to fulfill a promise on account of a valid reason is excluded from the prohibition of the above hadith." In this regard, Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "That one who has the intention of fulfilling a promise but fails because of some real reason is not guilty of sin." Hazrat Iyaz Mujahid radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allah Ta'ala has revealed to me that all people should inculcate humility, so much so that no one becomes proud over another and no one commits oppression on another. Allah Ta'ala has revealed to me that all people should inculcate humility to such an extent that no one becomes proud over another and no one commits oppression on another. Allah Ta'ala grant me attention on the first of these."
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا العظيم. Just before we carry on, what we heard, what Maulana Musa Sahib read, that this is also a natural, not natural, but an instinctive thing in a person, that we desire bad for other people. When we hear somebody is in trouble, many times then we sort of feel that happiness that is in problems. And sometimes we desire bad. We hear about somebody's difficulty, hardship, whether it is deeni-wise, is involved in guna, etc. And we sort of feel some joy in that. Or he's in difficulty of dunya, and that also we feel some joy. So to remove that, if we consciously make this dua, "Ya Allah, remove from my heart that any type, I must not desire any type in any way whatsoever, the harm of anyone." If we do that, inshallah, read for a few days, and we'll see then that we will come out of that. Otherwise, sometimes a person feels and he wishes harm for not only people who are against him or who he is against, who he has got some dislike for, but like even for family people, even for other people. And we see somebody, and sometimes we pass the remarks also, "Good, he's suffering, he deserves it, etc." All that type of thing is very, very harmful for our iman. So if we make that dua, that "Ya Allah, remove from my heart completely that I must desire any type of harm for any person. And also, "Oh Allah, remove from my heart completely that I must get any type of joy, even involuntarily." That involuntarily will be maaf. But even involuntarily, I must not become happy at the difficulty of any person whatsoever. Sometimes these things happen to us, and as it is said commonly, that for example, we have our problems, and we go and tell other people, they say that 80% of the people are not even worried about you, about your problems. And 20% are in fact happy you got problems. So unfortunately this is like that, we won't admit it to ourselves. I'm not like that, that I get happy at the difficulties of other people. But if we analyze it, we'll see this is also one work of Shaitan, that he works on us and he wants to bring us down, that we get not forget working on somebody, that he must have some problems, difficulties, but we should not even have that little bit of joy whatsoever. And in that case we will find that the true, what is called the Islamic brotherhood, which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came and made so much effort, that we must have good feelings for one another, that we must only wish good for one another, no bad feelings for one another. And not only today that wishing, we openly say with our tongue also, may you suffer. You will see Allah will give you problems, you are going to suffer in your life. And this happens in the family many times without being conscious. A mother tells her children also, father tells his children, you people gave me grief, may Allah let you people also suffer. This happens unfortunately. So it is a thing that also Shaitan puts a veil as though it is not there. But it is there and we have to work towards it. And if we make the dua, which is very simple, very easy, we will see Allah will change the condition of our heart and we will start wishing good for others. And when we wish good for others, really we are wishing good for ourselves. When we wish good for others, Allah will give us first that good. Then He will give the others. So this is the way. And when we wish bad for others, it must not happen. Many a times we wish bad for others, and before we know what, we are involved in that. Just as we heard now, taunting somebody on his gunas, etc., on his bad things, then Allah makes us get involved in that. So we should be very careful of this, whether it is giving advice to somebody which is farad, right? To give advice, good advice, ad-deenun nasiha. Deen is nasiha, is giving of good advice. But at the same time, it must not be taunting also. It must not be said in such a way that we belittle somebody, that we deride somebody, we make him feel inferior, we make him feel he is guilty, we make him feel more guilty. And so we should think about that. And all this which is being read by Mawlana Musa is Hazrat Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali's kitab, that how we can get out of our problems. So if we practice on these things, Allah will take us out from the problems that we are in. In the Ayat-e-Karima that I have recited, particularly for our gunas, and generally for everything, we should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that no matter what gunas a person has committed, he can be at the lowest ebb. A person says, I'm burnt out, I'm finished, I'm a goner. But by Allah, it's not the case. A person just turns to Allah and Allah's mercy is there for that person. No matter what happened to a person, what gunas he committed, the worst types of kufr and shirk also. The person who killed 99 people and completed it by killing 100, but Allah forgave him also. And Allah opened the doors for him also. A person who may be a 99-year-old kafir, non-believer, worshipping idols, worshipping the fire, etc., doing all the wrong things, but if he just turns to Allah Ta'ala, for Allah's hope and great hope of mercy and forgiveness is guaranteed for that person also. We just have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And to Shaitan, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاهِ. Shaitan is always putting fear into us, and all types of fear. First, when you want to commit sin, for example, Shaitan tells you, you must make tawbah after that. Allah is forever forgiving. But when you have committed the sin, then Shaitan tells you, This, you committed this sin, where will Allah forgive you? You are so bad, you have committed the worst sin. So shaitan puts this fear, all types of fear. And today in this present times, what shaitan is working with this pandemic, the panic that he is putting into people, and lot of panic, and it will come in different sources. When it comes from the non-believers, etc., authorities, etc., they also put fear in a person. But more fear is being put by our own people, that you have to fear this, etc. So this fear, and the minute a person has got fear in him, he can't think rightly, he can't reason properly, everything of his will go wrong. So this, so shaitan, he is the source. The real our enemy is one, is shaitan. And he uses all the others, whether they be non-believers, whether they be authorities, whether they be even our own people, he uses them to put this fear. And commonly today we find gatherings that we had, just meeting friends, etc., whether it be on the social media, whether it be on the phone, whether we meet somebody, that all this fear, one thing is of the fear, like for example, of the New World Order, all the conspiracy theories about the vaccines, etc., all these things, then we don't realize we are putting fear in ourselves also. When we're talking about all this, we are putting fear in other people also. And if you see, and we're not speaking of Allah's Qudrat, which is above all this. And what is the New World Order in front of Allah's Qudrat? If we speak about that and give people hope in Allah Ta'ala, that, and Allah loves those people who give others hope. And Allah is the final and only doer. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in various battles, the battle of Khandaq, the battle of Hunain, etc., the enemies, shaitan put them and put fear into them, that these people, تَجَّمَعَ النَّاسُ لَكُمْ, people have, all the people are gathered for you, and now you are going to be destroyed. But the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their mind immediately, and may Allah give us tawfiq, whenever the talks take place, then just try and refresh immediately, even just in our mind, if we can change the direction of the talk. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ, Allah is sufficient for us. وَفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, I hand my matters over to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's system works when the time of something, people put fear in you, people try and misdirect you, take you in the wrong direction, and if you get the, we get the tawfiq, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ, Allah is sufficient. Allah's help comes in such a way to that person that that heart also, Allah makes it strong immediately. And now he doesn't have that fear anymore. And Allah changes the outward conditions also. The Sahaba, what fears, such fears that in the battle, the Quran Sharif says that the hearts came to their throats. They what the outward conditions, in other words, they had great, great fear, but they trusted on Allah. And Allah changed all those conditions. And also, it's a, also think of the fact that from the time of Adam alayhi salam, and more particularly we will focus from the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we study the seerah, we see that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also what conditions they went through. And then the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and then in when Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa, that time also even Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they gave the advice that at the moment don't worry for the outside, worry only about Medina, and protect and make Medina, fortify Medina in every way. But Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whose trust was on Allah Ta'ala, he said no matter what happens, we will carry on. And Allah Ta'ala changed the tables accordingly. And then it just carried on in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then the doors were opened in this way from the time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. But the fact remains, in spite of all these things, still today Islam is alive. And not only alive, the real reason why the kuffar, especially shaitan, they are making all the more attacks on Islam because of the spread of Islam. Islam really, whether it be Europe, whether it be America, Islam is spreading in all those places. Whether it be in the African continent, whether it be in India itself, and the people there, and prominent people, and the religious leaders of other religions, they are accepting Islam. We might find it strange that we don't hear this. We can never expect to hear it in the mainstream media. It will never come in there. They will make sure they will suppress it. It will never come. But if we follow real the truth is, and this is what is worrying them so much, and they are making every effort to try and suppress Islam and try and keep contain Islam in every way. But no matter how much they try, they want to put out the light of Allah, and Allah is determined He is going to complete that light and perfect that light in the whole world. And as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we are still not at that level. We still got yaqeen on the words of Allah. Why must we worry about what the kuffar are saying? We are paying so much attention to what they say. All the things which they are saying, we are paying so much attention. And not only that, we are practicing also what they are saying. And one is if we are forced, but voluntarily we are practicing it. And now the sage is coming, Allah protect our iman, that we are thinking that the things which are opposite to deen are the right things. And what deen teaches us, and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are getting doubts in that. And we are opting to give that up, and we follow the other ways. So that it is important to work on this. And the way to that is to always refresh our mind. Allah is there. Allah is the all-powerful. Allah is there every way in the world. It can be in the skies, it can be in the bottom of the sea, it can be in the mountain tops, it can be in the cities, it can be wherever. Allah is in control of everything. And that is our iman, where we start off with La ilaha illallah. La ilaha. There is no other God. There is no other power. There is no one who can do anything whatsoever. Illallah. Allah alone is the doer of everything. So if we have this in our heart, then with all the fear, all the conspiracy theories, the vaccines they want to give, etc., if we just think of that side, we become weak spiritually also. Mentally we become weak. Emotionally we become weak. And we start becoming depressed also. But just focus on Allah Ta'ala. And as Maulana explained, that this gathering are for that purpose. The kitab reading is for that. Listen to what is written in the kitab readings, how the Qudrat of Allah, how the help of Allah came. Have ta'aleem at home. Let the woman also be continuously be reminded. The children be reminded. When we're not getting that, and today unfortunately, not only non-Muslims, not only outside people, but we ourselves are just talking about the things which put fear in us. Whether it's a pandemic itself, whether it is financial conditions, whether it is sicknesses we hear, whether it is deaths that are happening, all this, we're just talking about this, we are putting fear in ourselves. And the real way, which is to be positive, not to be negative. In anything, if we are negative, we are just harming ourselves. And when a person is positive, he will see things brighter. And Allah's help, أَنَا عِنَّ ظَنِّ عَبْدِ بِي, Allah's help is also according to our thoughts of Allah. If we think that now Allah is na'udhu billah not there, Allah's help is not there, the kuffar are ruling, shaitan is ruling, then we have gone completely negative and it will impact on us. But if we are positive, and this is the quality of a mu'min, he looks at Allah's qudrat, and not only Allah's qudrat which is there 100%, but the rahmat of Allah, and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala showers His mercy all the time. And during these times here, the latter times, Allah's mercy is even more now. So Allah's mercy is there, but it is for us to take of it. If we are not taking of it, and we are taking from shaitan and the forces of shaitan and all the negative things which shaitan is pushing out, then we are just harming ourselves. So we should not lose hope at all in any way whatsoever. When Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness is so great, even if a person, no matter what gunas he has committed, Allah Ta'ala forgives. And Allah forgives in an instant. When Allah forgives, just a person reads the kalima, who has committed the worst gunas, kufr, shirk, worshipping idols, worshipping the fire, all those things. But he just turns to Allah and he reads one time La ilaha illallah, that whole 70, 80, 100 years of all these negative things, Allah just wipes it off one time. There isn't perhaps a person that you have got debt in your business with your merchant for 5 years, 10 years, and then you just ask him, won't you forgive me and just write off my debt? There isn't a merchant that will say, okay, I'm forgetting. And Allah doesn't just write off that debt. Allah gives you capital in return for that again. Allah Ta'ala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. That all that debt, how much you had a 20 million rand debt, Allah says, now I will put 20 million rand credit in your account. Nobody in the world can do this. These are the things that we must reflect on. Allah's mercy, and they are there 100%, and it is for whom who wants to take it. And it is there if we don't want to take it, and this will be one of the greatest sorrow in the akhirah. That Allah's mercy was there, Allah's forgiveness was there, everything, and I didn't take of it. And I became such a fool, and I just went on the way of shaitan, and all the people of dunya, the enemies are the enemies, and they are putting fear, and our own people also who put fear into us. And very serious also, we mustn't be the source of putting fear in people. Instead of talking of all this conspiracy theories, how they controlling and how they watching us and how they know everything through the cell phone and how everything what they know, etc. Speak of the qudrat of Allah. Speak of the mercy of Allah. Speak of the forgiveness of Allah. And speaking about this and the things, there is no sawab in there. But you speak of Allah, everything has got sawab also. And we will be building our iman. We will be building our contact with Allah Ta'ala. So it is very, very important that in all our matters, we look at the mercy of Allah. And when that will be built, in us, in others also, then automatically a person will have hope in the mercy of Allah. And when he will have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will deal with him accordingly also. And then Allah Ta'ala will save him from all this. Oh, there is no doubt that we must be alert also. We just don't remain in the dark, but to be overtaken with it. And that now we, as believers, as Muslims, our discussions are also just on the negative aspect. We don't speak about the qudrat of Allah. We don't speak about the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Then we are harming ourselves. Be alert, but all the time. Speak, and Allah's help and mercy is there for everyone. So, and we must choose the means to get the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Build our connection. Tell people, in these discussions, nobody will say make namaz, make tawbah. Those are the things that we should be speaking. The direction of the talks in our own gatherings, where all good Muslim people we are all sitting, and we are gathering wherever it might be, we are just talking of the negative things normally. And we are just talking of things which put fear in others. And without realizing it, little ears are also listening. Our little children, we are making them negative of life also. And they also look, coming up, growing up in a negative aspect. Therefore, as people ask, that why isn't there today a Salahuddin Ayyubi? Why isn't there today a Qasim Nanotwi? Because we are putting all the negative, all the dunya things we are talking about. So you can't expect our children to come up with these good. If we talk of the qualities of Iman, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, he says he was about 3 years old. And before that already his mother used to talk so much about Iman, about Yaqeen, that he was all the time, his thoughts were in Allah Ta'ala. as a child like that. Today we feel that children like that because the negative. If it is not all the things bring fear, then it is all the things of amusement. Whether it is all the entertainment, whether it is some let them watch on the TV, all the wrong things, etc. So that is coming in them. We are not creating an Imani and Islamic environment. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when all the fear was put on them, that the enemy is coming, they're coming in large numbers, they say, Hasbunallah, wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla, wa ni'mal nasir, we trust in Allah. Allah is there, sufficient for us. It burned them spiritually also, and then physically also. Allah showed His great help and His great qudrat. So, and this in the annals of history, this is carrying on. We speak of the new, or they want to bring one religion, the Abrahamic creed or whatever they call it. This was about 300 years ago with Akbar Badshah, the king. He also wanted to bring Deen-e-Ilahi. But the world is carrying on and Islam is safe and there are Muslims over 300 years. What great Muslims have come and they are passing their lives in this world. So this, all these things, all this fear, it is not something new also. But we must turn to Allah Ta'ala. And we must be what a Muslim is, a trend setter. He sets the trend and we make others follow us. Not that we are following others and we are putting fear into other people. So all this, and we, the way we talk also, that we are real know-all and we are very knowledgeable about all the things about the about what the Jews are planning and all the different types of things which they are doing, all the conspiracy theories, we know them, and the way you speak like some authority on the subject, like we have done some great studies on the subject and we are speaking, and there is no sawab in that, and that is a waste of time. If we speak on imaniyat, on the qudrat of Allah, building our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, that will bring us closer to Allah Ta'ala. It will be a source of consolement for the heart also. And in our homes we need this also. In our society we need this. Today we are all afraid. In the masjid we are afraid of the pandemic. Outside we are afraid. How we are all following the protocol. That fear is being put into us. And we, and all imaniyat, the qudrat, the greatness of Allah. Then together with that, the on taqdeer, that whatever Allah has written, only that can happen. Nothing else can happen. Death cannot come to a person. Corona cannot come to a person. An accident cannot come to a person. People who want to harm you, want to kill you also, who have made plans to kill you also, nothing can happen without the will of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to turn more and more to Allah Ta'ala. And especially at these times, it is more important that in the home, for ourselves, wherever we meet, etc., to talk more of imaniyat. And this Allah Ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, it is a common masala, and we all are aware of it. To lose hope in the mercy of Allah, that is kufr. If you lose hope in the mercy of Allah, that is kufr. And this so beautifully is explained by Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayh, which our Shaykh explained to us, that everyone is afraid of kufr. That I have committed kufr. What a terrible thing, the worst guna I have committed. So in other words, it is like on your gauge, the rig. So you want to stay away from the rate. So this is a warning. Don't let ever the needle go to the rate. That is very dangerous. Keep it in the green, in the hope of Allah all the time. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So we shouldn't ever lose hope and never speak about such things also. And regard such talks also as as a pure waste of time. In fact, against it is putting a debit into our account, all this kind of talk. So if we can change the direction, let me know somebody is backbiting, try and change the direction of the talk. If we can't, leave that gathering. So in these gatherings also, where Shaitan is being glorified, that he has got power, how can we sit in such a gathering? That Shaitan is doing everything, they have said openly, but that all the forces of Shaitan are in control, we are in danger, what's going to happen to us, what's going to happen to our progeny, what's going to happen to our future, our children, all these things are not for a mu'min. We must look at the mercy of Allah, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and turn, and Allah is arhamur rahimin. Allah Ta'ala is ghafir and ghaffar and ghafoor. Allah is akramul akramin. Allah Ta'ala is the most merciful, most kind, most forgiving. Allah is there for everyone. Allah doesn't see color, Allah doesn't see even religion. Once you turn to Allah, what you came from, you are Zoroastrian, you are worshipping fire, Allah won't see, oh, you are very bad gunegar. No, you just make tawbah, you are welcomed by Allah. Whoever it is, the poor, the rich, the learned, those who are not learned, Allah's mercy and His doors of mercy and tawbah are open for all. May Allah give us tawfiq. We turn to Allah Ta'ala in all circumstances, and let not these negative things overtake us. Just imagine where we have reached in our gatherings, and wherever we are, the deeny place, whatever gathering, we are talking of the negative things, and we are not talking about Allah, His mercy, His qudrat, about Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.